What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, William Douglas with us. We'll call him Bill, as the author of The Gospel of Science and is the founder of World Healing Day, which is a global educational event held every year in more than 80 nations, recognized by 22 U.S. governors and government bodies in many nations around the world. He was the 2009 inductee to the World Internal Arts Hall of Fame, which was in New York, and is an award-winning author of a number of books on personal and global transformation. He has been a mind-body meditation source for media outlets worldwide. We're talking about his new second edition of The Gospel of Science. Bill, welcome back. How are you? Hope all is well.
Yes, thank you, George. I'm so honored to be on your program. It's a real honor.
Did COVID affect at all your educational event, or is it still being held annually?
Yes. In the first year especially, a lot of events were held like Zoom events online. But this year, a lot of restrictions are starting to lift around the world, so we expect this to be somewhat of a return to normal. So everybody's pretty excited about it.
Your first edition of The Gospel of Science was a blockbuster, and I expect your second edition to be the very same, my friend.
Yeah, the new second edition has got some really mind-blowing science in it. It's really quite different than the first edition, so it's been a really exciting journey putting all this science together that, just shows how powerful we are, and also a very hopeful vision of the future.
Yeah, you're hopeful for the future, aren't you?
Yes. The last couple of years, everything that we've all been through and everything, it's kind of left, kind of a limited sort of squeezed perception of possibility of the future. And, the popular, popular culture media kind of feeds that. It's kind of fear and panic driven. Your show is like a shining oasis in a desert, because you're constantly expanding people's sense of possibility and just the wonder of the universe. But, the larger popular culture, it's like our perception of the future has gotten really squeezed. And so we're kind of operating on two realities. There's that reality, which is, kind of media driven, but there's a whole other reality that's going on that all the science shows that is just extremely hopeful, a really, really beautiful possibility for the future.
Well, people are being bombarded all the time with bad news, Bill, and it's just a matter of time that they're going to crack. Something like your book, The Gospel of Science, is important to help lift them up.
Yeah, and the new second edition is just it just really just makes the case so powerfully, and so you know, I always tell people, you know, if you or somebody that you know has a, you know, kind of a gloomy, dismal view of the future, this new second edition of the Gospel of Science, it's the antidote for that. You'll walk away with a whole different perception of possibility in the world, and also possibility just in our own personal lives as well.
What would you say would be the most important thing for people to bring away from after they read the book?
Well, the book focuses on mind-body practices, and we call them the Big Five. The Big Five is meditation, mindfulness training, Tai Chi, Qigong, and yoga. And all five of those take the brain into the brainwave states, the alpha theta brainwave states, and that's where the magic happens. And so I teach for the University of Kansas Hospital. I have for over a decade, and for a lot of medical through a lot of medical centers around the United States. And you know, we have people. You know, we've had so many doctors in our classes that it just blew their minds the possibilities of what they could get out of these things. But also, you know, for the patients in our classes, you know, we get so many people whose cardiologist or whatever, you know, tells them, man, I don't know what you've been doing, but keep doing it because, you know, your progress is just amazing. And so I want people to know that we have a tremendous amount of ability with our consciousness to have a huge impact on, you know, our own health, but also what the science is showing that is that we can also affect the planet. And one of the things that I opened the book with is some research that they did a really large study. And what they found, and it went over a period of many, many years, and what they found was that people's vision of their future was one of the most powerful predictors of their future health. So if they had a positive vision of their future, that had a huge impact on them actually cultivating future health. And so the case that I make in the book, because I get into not only personal consciousness, but global consciousness and how our consciousness has an effect on the world. And so what you walk away from this is not only are we much more powerful than we think for our personal lives, but if we look at this science and we get this positive, hopeful vision of the future, which is science-driven, then that is going to color the way that our, you know, that the future of the planet evolves. And so that's why I think it's so important to get this information out to as many people as possible.
And there's no question that by tapping into this, people can make themselves feel less stressful and maybe even healthier.
Yes. The research on this stuff just goes on and on. But what the research shows is that meditation actually gives the same positive benefits, chemical benefits in the brain as antidepressants, except you don't have the negative side effects. You have a ton of positive side effects.
Exactly.
So it helps reduce depression, anxiety. It can help treat heart disease. It can help with type 2 diabetes. It can help with chronic pain conditions. And it can help with insomnia. And the list just goes on and on. In fact, Herbert Benson, at Harvard, he's the author of The Relaxation Response, which I highly recommend, The Relaxation Response. He said that the data shows that between 60 and 90% of the health issues that we face are caused by stress and best treated by mind-body practices, Tai Chi, Qigong, meditation, and mindfulness. And this is backed up by a 20-year Kaiser Permanente study. And they determined that 70% of the illnesses sending people to their doctors were caused by stress. And so I called Kaiser and I talked to Dr. David Sobel after I saw that study. And he said he was very excited about it. And he said, actually, that number could go as high as 85%.
Wow.
Depending on how you looked at the data. So yes, these ancient mind-body practices, the full title of my book is New Second Edition, The Gospel of Science, Mind-blowing new science on ancient truths to heal our stressed lives and planet. And so what's so exciting today is that we have these ancient mind-body practices, but the science has evolved to the point where it can see inside our brains, it can see how it affects our DNA structure, our aging process, all these things. And so it's all being, these ancient systems are all being validated. And also we're learning how to make them even more effective because we have access to technology today too. So that's really exciting as well.
And you wrote this book with Angela Douglas, I assume your wife, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, she was born in Hong Kong, and we met at the university in Kansas. And then soon after that, we moved to California from Kansas. And that's where I decided, actually, I was dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety at the time. You know, a small town boy moving to, you know,
the big city. Yeah.
And then also computers were just starting to come on the scene. So I was starting to learn how to use computers at work. So, you know, the culmination of, you know, the technology and the population really put a zap on me. And so the therapist that I started to go see, he recommended mind-body practices because he worked with Vietnam veterans. And they had had a lot of success with, you know, meditation and mind-body practices. And so that's how I discovered Tai Chi and meditation. And then eventually, you know, I started to learn some yoga and, you know, all these different, you know, the big five practices. And that was a huge life changer for me. It really shifted everything for me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
We recently had some monumental news that no one is really talking about. For the first time in our history, the interest we pay on the national debt surpassed every individual budget item except Social Security. That's right, the U.S. now spends more on interest than on national defense or even Medicare. And it's only getting worse as big government continues to spend like crazy. That's why savvy investors, central banks, and concerned savers are turning to gold. Something not tied to the inflated U.S. dollar, you can too with the help of the Birch Gold Group. For more than 20 years, the Birch Gold Group has helped thousands of Americans protect their savings by converting an IRA or 401k into an IRA in physical gold. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free no-obligation info kit on gold. Birch Gold has earned my trust in their education-first approach. Their thousands of happy customers and their countless 5-star reviews protect your savings. Text COAST to 989898.
And what do you mean by the gospel of science?
Yes, I chose the word gospel because the Greek root of gospel is good news. So gospel actually, you know, when you look at its root, it actually literally means good news. And so I wanted to show everybody the good news of science. And that good news of science is that we're much more powerful, our consciousness is much more powerful, but also that we affect the world with our consciousness. And the other thing that, you know, hopefully we'll get into later in our talk is what the consciousness science is showing as far as how our consciousness affects the world. When our consciousness is in a state of compassion and healing consciousness, we're actually much more powerful in how we affect the world. So that's a really hopeful sign for the future. And they can actually detect these things with science now. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the Princeton Egg Project is one of those, isn't it?
Yes, yes. The Global Consciousness Project that came out of Princeton Paralabs. And what happened was, as you had mentioned earlier, we had started this mind-body event about 22 years ago called World Tai Chi Day, because I started teaching in hospitals just before that. And, these doctors that enrolled in the classes, they were getting off hypertension meds, diabetes meds. A surgeon had lost chronic pain conditions she'd had from a car accident years before. And also, she had limited mobility, and all that just went away. They were healing from all this stuff, and so they started handing me. So they did a search for medical research in their database. This is kind of before Google, and they started handing me this medical research, and the stack just got bigger and bigger. And so I started sending it out to the mainstream media, and they just weren't interested in it. And so I was doing a meditation one day, and I had this idea of this mass Tai Chi event, because Tai Chi looks kind of like slow motion Kung Fu, so it's very visual. And so I just thought, we'll just try to get as many people as we can in a beautiful public location, and try to get the media to come to cover the spectacle of it. And then while we have the microphone, we'll explain the scientific and medical research on this stuff. And so we created this event called World Tai Chi Day, because CNN picked it up. And so then other groups wanted to get involved. And very quickly, it spread around the planet. It was just, it was like it was a time for it to happen. And so in 2007, we had been doing it for several years. And I contacted the Princeton-born Global Consciousness Project team. And I said, we're doing this worldwide Tai Chi event, like a meditation event. And I said, could you guys look at your data and see if you
had a spike or something, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And we can get more into exactly how they do this if you want to later, because I did a lot of research with talked to a lot of
this people. Is Roger Nelson's group, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, Roger Nelson. And he actually helped me out. He helped me understand the science. I had several physicists that I talked to that kind of walked me through these things, because I wasn't a good science student. And so I contacted them, and I said, could you guys watch your data that day and see if anything happens? And they never got back to me. And so I was disappointed. I thought, we're not that big yet, I guess. And I just dropped it. But then as I was doing the final edits on this new second edition of the Gospel of Science, just before the turn of the new year, 2022, I decided to contact them. Because, since then there had been like a World Yoga Day, a United Nations World Yoga Day, and different global meditation events. And I wanted to see if they had any data that showed that they had had an impact. And they got back to me very quickly this time. And they said, we've actually been studying about 100 of these type events.
Wow.
And we've seen significant data changes during those events. And right at the top of the list was World Tai Chi Day, the event that we had founded. And so that was like really exciting.
Let's talk about these. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so we had actually changed. We had actually affected the consciousness of the whole planet, not just the people that were participating in the Tai Chi, but the whole planet.
We've done some extension experiments with someone I think, Lynn McTaggart. And
yes.
Uh-huh. And they have. They've worked marvelously, and we just tried one a couple weeks ago about Ukraine. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. They, I know that the TM Foundation, they've done a lot of research on how, high-level meditators can have an, just a small percentage, 1% actually, if you get 1% of a city's population practicing high-level meditation at the same time, that it'll bring down the violent crime rates for the whole city. And I know that they did a study during the war in Lebanon, and the violence dropped during the time when they were doing that as well. And then they did another study that involved, I think, 48 cities. I have all this is in my book, and I have it all meticulously endnoted.
Yeah, you sure
and
do.
And then at my website, I have all the endnotes live linked so that people can just have instant access to all the science. But they did a study with 48 cities, And in those 48 cities, there was a reduction in violent crime as compared to other cities where they didn't have the meditators, and that positive effect was still detected as much as 5 years later.
It's amazing. It really is. Let's talk a little bit about these mind-body practices, these big five that you talk about. Give us a brief definition of yoga.
Yeah, well, the definition of yoga means union, and so that can have a lot of connotations, but one of the big ones is the union of the mind and the body. You know, when we become mindful of ourselves, you know, it's like when we feel ourselves breathing in and feel ourselves breathing out, and just kind of let go of the worries of the day. That's a mindfulness experience, you know, or a union experience. And so yoga is just a high-level, sophisticated way of, you know, merging the mind and the body. And there's just a lot of beautiful ways to get involved in yoga. There's yoga teachers everywhere, you know, and all over the world. But one of the things that I've discovered recently, which is a really nice resource, is if you go on YouTube, there's a program called Yoga with Adrienne. And she's a young yoga teacher, but she's really good. And she has really short meditations, like 7-minute meditations, mm-hmm. or 20-minute yoga practices. And those are, it's really quite delightful. And so it's a really nice tool to have Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube.
And the next question, of course, is what is meditation?
Yes. Okay. Meditation. Now, one thing that I will say is all five of these things that I'm talking about, they have the ability to bring the consciousness into that alpha theta brainwave state, which is about 8 hertz. But meditation, you know, transcendental meditation and other kinds of meditation, I'd say TM or transcendental meditations probably have the most science behind it because they funded a lot of research. But what it does is it brings the brain waves into that alpha theta state, and that's where all the healing effects of the body happen. And that's also where our consciousness becomes more empathetic and compassionate and more powerful. And all this is detectable by science. And one of the things that's really fascinating is, you know, a lot of people, less and less, but, you know, some people think that when you go into a meditative state, you're like going somewhere. But actually what you're doing is coming home, because when we go into those alpha theta states, our brain waves are vibrating at about 8 hertz. And 8 hertz, 7.83 hertz to be exact, is the vibratory rate of the planet Earth. So when we go into these meditative states, what we're doing is we're letting go of the rat race in our mind, and we're letting ourselves just kind of drift in consciousness. And we go, and what happens is we start to resonate with the vibratory rate of the planet Earth. Now, another thing that's very fascinating, and all this is cited in my book with the citations to the studies and everything, but another thing that's very fascinating is, you know, it's real common for people that meditate to do a vibrational meditation like the Om sound, you know, the famous Om.
Right, right.
And the Om sound vibrates at 432 hertz. Now, what else vibrates at 432 hertz is the background vibration of the universe. So
I love
it's really mind-blowing when you get into this stuff.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart, and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.